Holy Father, we reverently pause in this very significant moment in the history of these islands to give thee thanks for thy many blessings upon us and to invoke thy continued presence and guidance. And now, our Father, we pray thy special blessings and favor upon the men and women who shall have the heavy responsibility of governing and determining the destiny of this new state. We pray that they will let their hearts and minds and wills be controlled and guided by thy Holy Spirit, and that the work of their hands will be pleasing in thy sight, both this day and throughout all of the days to come. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Let us listen to these words in the spirit of prayer. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad, sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. And may God add his blessing to the reading from his word.
Let us lift our hearts to God in thanksgiving that he has set our feet in a new way of liberty and opportunity. Let us pray. Almighty God, our governor, whose glory is in all the world, we commend this nation to thy merciful care, that being guided by thy providence, we may dwell secure in thy peace. Grant to the President of the United States, to those in authority in this state, wisdom and strength to know and to do thy will. Fill them with the love of truth and righteousness, and make them ever mindful of their calling to serve this people in thy fear. We give thee thanks for all thy blessings which thou hast showered upon us. In setting before us a straight path, in which by thy guiding strength we shall not stumble. We bless thee for our creation, for our preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for thine inestimable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we beseech thee that thou wilt give to these people of the state of Hawaii Nei that due sense of all thy graces, that our hearts may be unfeignedly thankful, and that we show forth thy praise not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to thy service, and by walking before thee in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We would like to meditate on these sacred words. Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh in vain. Let us pray. Almighty God, thou art Father of all mankind. We bless thee for these beautiful islands whereon thou hast set our feet. We bless thee for its opportunities for advancement. We thank thee for granting unto us the long-cherished statehood of Hawaiian Islands. We thank thee for the freedom which is ours to make of ourselves the very best. Help us to make this new state of Hawaii a truly good model state in human relationships, where all races with different cultural backgrounds can live together and do things in harmony. May we in turn prove ourselves worthy children of thee. Give us unity of thought and purpose. Save us from lawlessness, violence, discord, pride, and arrogance. Guide those into whose hands authority has been placed. Give them wisdom born from on high. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We shall continue the mood of prayer and meditation as we seek God's guidance. Let us pray. Let us pray that the same Lord our God, who has cast our lot in pleasant places, may guide and direct our paths as we seek to establish an orderly transition from the affairs of a territorial government into the duties, responsibilities, and destiny as a partner in the family of states. Let us pray for God's guidance on our lawmaking bodies and all of the members thereof on all levels of government as they seek to enact laws which shall be the framework of our new state of Hawaii. We pray for the coming elections, for the responsibility which is ours as citizens, that we may be guided in this grave and solemn responsibility, that through the exercise of this franchise, there may come statesmen who shall open the gates of larger life to our state of Hawaii. Let us pray for God's guidance on those who are in positions to exercise authority and direction of public affairs, that they may be faithful in devotion to righteous goals, and that they shall be endued with a God-inspired concern for the things that make for true greatness. Let us pray for God's guidance in the economic affairs of our islands, that the opportunities for a decent pursuit of livelihood and plenty for all may attend our people. May we see clearly that the worth of business or industry lies not alone in the quality of the product, but also in the character and the well-being of its workers. We pray for God's guidance in a peaceful and harmonious relation between the worker and the employer, as truly we are partners in this great endeavor. Let us seek God's guidance for our homes, our teachers and public officials, as we seek to interpret the meaning, the duty, and our destiny to our children, in order that the government of the people, by the people, for the people might be established, continued, and extended. And while we seek God's guidance in our public and economic affairs, let us also pray for his guidance in our spiritual and social well-being, that truly we shall, as a people of many races, unite in bonds of understanding, mutual appreciation, and brotherhood, for which we are created, united in spirit, to do justly, to love mercy, and walk humbly before him who is the author of all that we are. We would pray for God's guidance and blessing on our country's destiny. We pray for our favored land, for our president and the leaders of our nation. Indeed, we would pray for the peace of the whole world, for the triumph of the will of God over ignorance, pride, and prejudice of nations, for the establishment of international accord rooted in justice and goodwill. And finally, let us pray for guidance for ourselves, that as we have pleaded for great help and guidance to meet great needs, we shall ask for ourselves a steadfast purpose, that we may exemplify in our lives those qualities we prayerfully seek for our leaders, to the end that as responsible citizens of God and country, we may have visions of a more perfect society in this new state of Hawaii. These things we ask in the name and in the spirit of the Prince of Peace, even Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us turn our hearts and thoughts to God in prayer to reaffirm our common faith in the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. Let us pray. O God, the merciful Father of all mankind, and the sovereign ruler of human destiny, we come to thank thee this day with true gratitude in our hearts for what thou hast done in leading the members of the Congress of our nation to have such faith in us as to grant unto us the privilege of statehood. Help us, O Lord, to be such good citizens of this great republic of ours, that we not only enjoy our privileges, assert our rights, but assume our dutiful responsibilities gladly as a new state. And grant that we may help to make America truly a great nation, so that we may not flaunt our strength as a giant, but bend in helpfulness over a sick and wounded world like a good Samaritan of old. And may we not follow a policy of splendid isolation, but of courageous cooperation among the nations of the world. And may we deal not in pride, arrogance, and disdain of other races and peoples, but work with them in the spirit of sympathy, love, and understanding, and even brotherhood itself, not treading again the old, worn, bloody pathway, which leads and ends inevitably in chaos and destruction and disaster,
were blazing a new trail, along which other nations will follow into a new pattern of international relationship in which war shall be no more. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Redeemer. Amen.